This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
And welcome in to the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. Jim Williams with you this afternoon. And if you are a person that needs some encouragement today, you are going to be lifted up by our guest on the phone with us today. She visited with us here a couple weeks ago. Trish Porter Topmiller is a daughter, mom, wife, Olympian, and author of two books, Rekindle Your Dreams, and a new book that's just come out called King Here. We talked to her a lot about that book here a couple weeks ago. And Trish, thanks for joining us today here on ABQ Connect.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Where are you now located? This woman is a multitasker. She's got to do the mom thing, the author thing. She's got a book signing on the 12th here in Albuquerque at Bibles Plus over on Wyoming. And is it Comanche or Candelaria?
Actually, the 17th.
Oh, the 17th.
I'm sorry if I said that wrong. Yeah.
Okay, August 17th, book signing. Okay, of August. And that'll be at Bibles Plus. And a lot of our listeners obviously know where Bibles Plus is and frequent their establishment quite a bit. So where are you today, Trish?
Today I'm in Colorado Springs.
Still doing some ice skating things?
Well, my daughter just had surgery 7 days ago or 8 days ago, and so she's recovering from her surgery, and she'll start physical therapy soon and do a little bit of working out. So the ice skating, you know, is on hiatus for a few weeks.
Okay. Well, probably a few more than a few weeks. It's a tough thing to come back.
Yes.
But, you know, being an Olympian, you know all about injuries. You've competed all the way up until, I guess, several years ago and even set some records in age group competitions. So you know all about recovering from injury.
I do. It's part of sports.
Trish, last time we visited, we talked about King Here. It's a book you said. From my notes here, I remember writing these down that your dad, it was a book, a narrative about your dad, and you primarily took the notes and made some comments and things to share with your family. And then some people read it and said, oh no, this needs to be a book. But in that book, you talk about some unbelievable tragedy in your life. And what I want to do today is start by having you tell us a little bit about your Olympian husband, Pat Porter, and how you guys met and started your family.
Okay. Well, we met at the Olympics, so it was super special to me. The Olympics in and of itself is amazing. But I was kind of the Cinderella story. Nobody had expected me to make the Olympic team, so very few people really knew me. And on the very first day we'd go to Japan for a training camp. About 10 days before the Olympics, so that way we can acclimate. And the very first day there, I was working out at the weight room in the center of the track, and Pat was running around the track, and I stopped and talked to him briefly. And again, we didn't know each other, and I looked at him and I said, "You are so skinny." Because he was about almost 6'1 and weighed about 135 pounds, and usually he hates people who would say he's skinny. Now, me as a female, if somebody says you're so skinny, I'm loving that, right?
Sure.
but he did not. But for some reason, we just kind of were attracted to each other. And so I asked around about him, and come to find out he was a Christian, and his coach said he needed a good girlfriend. And so after that, I heard he iced himself a lot after practice. So I would go into the icing room and ice myself after my practice, and we'd meet and we talked. And we played games with groups of friends. And so we just kind of became friends over that period of time. And then we went to Seoul, Korea, was where we competed at the Olympics. And I stayed in at the Olympic Village, for the athletes' village. And the apartments were huge. They were 18 stories high. And I thought, I'm never going to see him again. Because before, we were just in Japan at this tiny training camp with just the USA track and field athletes. But now we're in this Olympic Village with all of the Olympians from all of countries. And I thought, oh, I'll never see him again. And lo and behold, 2 hours after I got there, there was a knock on my door. And I opened it, and there he was. I thought, okay, this is good. So it was just really sweet. We just became really good friends at the Olympics. And I wasn't sure. He never talked about you know, I want to see you again when I get home or anything like that. But lo and behold, we did start, he would send me plane tickets so I could see him. And so we got married, then almost 2.5 years later, we were married in 1991. And, so it was super sweet, very different to meet someone at the Olympics. And I always would call him my gold medal. And then later on, I called my son and daughter, Connor and Shannon, my other gold medals from
Outstanding.
The Olympics.
So Trish Porter Topmiller, she's an author. She wrote a book called King Here recently. And in that book, we discovered a lot about the story that she's sharing with us today. And we're really talking about grief, loss, staying connected through difficult times. If you need encouragement and you've been through difficult things, we'd love to hear from you, love to make Trish available to talk to you. If you'd like to call the station this afternoon, our number is 505-338-5790. Because I think as you listen to Trish this afternoon, you're going to hear about just an unbelievable amount of tragedy in her life. And before we go to that, though, Trish, I want you to tell me what the dreams were for your family prior to July 26th of 2012.
Oh, wow. Well, Connor was a fencer, and so he had placed third. So he medaled at the U.S. National Fencing Championships. So he was really maturing in that direction. And then my daughter, Shannon, was 11 at the time. And she was a figure skater, and we were going back and forth from Colorado Springs monthly for her to be able to figure skate. And then Pat was a pilot and building an airplane, an old antique, you know, kind of a World War II airplane, I think, that he was building. And so we were, I felt like we were living the dream. We, you know, I had two beautiful children who were just as sweet as can be and kind. And, you know, we loved the Lord and attended church. And so it was just, I thought life was good. Life was great.
Well, and we're going to come back and talk about the tragedy and the accident that occurred. And if you'd stay with us here on KT, we'll have more with Trish Porter Topmiller right here on ABQ Connect. Stay with us.
Guys, don't you just love men's conferences? The worship, fellowship, and encouragement. Register now for the one-day men's conference called Abound. It's Saturday, June 29th at Cross Christian Fellowship. Be challenged by speakers Ray Jaramillo, Mike Lycona, Scott Tom, and others. Worship with Justin Gambino. Men, iron doesn't sharpen iron unless they join together. Register online at crossfellowship.org. That's crossfellowship.org.
Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today.
Here's Rob West with a Money Wise Minute. Today I want to talk about getting out of debt, specifically credit card debt. Credit cards are not your friend. Sure, they're convenient, but once you accumulate debt you can't pay off at the end of the month, credit cards will eat away at your financial health. If you pay only the minimum payment, for example, it can take decades to pay off a credit card bill. And all the while, the card company is adding interest upon interest. Here are two things to do. If you have credit card debt, stop adding to it. Don't use the cards. Second, reduce your monthly expenses to a minimum and make paying those cards off a top priority. For help, download our free debt snowball guide at moneywise.org/resources.
Hey, need some help getting started with this? Well, connect with a MoneyWise coach at our website, which is moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Trish Porter Topmiller on the phone with us this afternoon. Trish just telling us about how she met Pat Porter, Olympian. He was actually, if you Google Pat, he is rated as maybe the greatest cross-country runner of all time. American cross-country runner, and ran the 10,000 meters, and You, of course, competed as a high jumper. An incredible family start. I like that you made it convenient to get in and get some ice, Trish, when you first saw this handsome man running around the track.
Yeah, it was good for me. No, he was amazing. He was in the Guinness. He's in the Guinness Book of World Records. So Pat was two-time Olympian, eight-time national cross-country champion, consecutive. Nobody has ever done that, and nobody will ever do that again, actually, because they've kind of changed the system. Pat had just accomplished so much in his career, and he ran because he loved to compete.
And what was Pat working at after being an athlete? What was he doing for a living?
So he did car sales for a period of time, and then was finance manager, and then moved and worked for Syntex Homes, selling new home construction, and was very successful. Was regional salesman of the year several times, and won all sorts of trips for us, actually, which was quite fun.
Sounds fun. And then you had Connor, and then you have Shannon. And, Trish, I'm hesitant to even ask because this is such a hurtful thing, but tell us what happened on July 26, 2012.
Okay. Shannon and I were in Colorado Springs, and we were going home to Albuquerque because the Olympics were starting the next day, the opening ceremonies. And I often do work with the media during the opening ceremonies and during the Olympics. So I had some interviews set up, and we were driving down, and all of a sudden I got a phone call from Channel 13. And I thought, wow, I'm going to be really busy the next couple of days. And so I answered the phone, and there I heard, can you please confirm that, your husband, Pat Porter's plane went down in Sedona, Arizona?
Oh my gosh.
And, they were there on a boys' trip. Connor with his really good friend, Connor Manch, who was 14, Connor was 15, and they were there for 3 days on a boys' trip, a guy's trip. And, all of a sudden my whole world, I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. I pulled over on the road, and I got in the back with Shannon, and we prayed. We prayed they'd be alive, frankly, but I knew, Pat, we had talked about it before, that if, you know, there's very few people who survive plane crashes. So, so that moment, I lost half my family. My whole world changed. They were our laughter. Pat and Connor totally made us laugh. But my guys, they were gone. They were gone.
They were gone.
So that was, yep, it was devastating.
Trish, in the following days, what were your thoughts, your doubts about your faith, questions going through your mind?
Wow, survival. You know, first is how do you even survive? I didn't want to get out of bed. Let me just stay in bed in the dark and just pretend that it didn't happen. Maybe I'd wake up and everything would be back to normal. But I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. I had Shannon. I actually spent the first three nights in bed with Shannon. On the first night when we were talking in the middle of the night, we had woken up, and Shannon made this great statement. She said, Mom, this is what I know. I know they're in heaven. I know they're in a better place, and I know we'll see them again one day.
And how old was Shannon when she was saying these things to you?
Shannon was 11.
Wow.
She was 11 years old. And so that was, for me, I kind of clung to that in some ways. And then it's what do I do first? What do I do first? And, you know, the first thing you do really is kind of get out of bed. And thankfully I had a lot of friends around me who helped move me through those next days. Then you have the big question of what happened, you know, what happened, you know, I wanted to know what happened to them. Of course, madly trying to figure all of that out. And that in and of itself was a process. And I was angry for a really brief time. It was actually, you know, angry at God. But it was one of those things that how could Pat do that? How could he do that? But then in this kind of quietness, for me, I hear, well, if you drive these kids around all the time, what if you had had an accident and everybody would have died? Did you mean for that to happen?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was no, no.
Sure.
Pat was an amazing pilot. He really, he was very meticulous, and in no way did he, you know, ever mean for whatever happened to happen.
Yeah, tragic.
And then I had the Manch family too, as far as, you know, my concerns about them. And here I'm trying to survive and get on daily life, and yet you have another family who was also grieving and also affected.
Well, Trish, we're sharing this on ABQ Connect because really this affected not only our whole community, but the community of Olympians from the United States, familiar with you guys, and people that just have a heart to listen to the story. I know it particularly impacted the campus of the Albuquerque Academy.
Yeah.
Because there were a lot of kids that knew both Connors, your son, and Connor Mensch, and of course knew of you and your husband. And so the community was really affected. In the midst of your doubts, and you said that was for a short time, how did peace and comfort come to you as you lived with this loss?
Well, I had a friend tell me, she said, Trish, you got to cling to God during this time. And so what I did was literally I'd stick my hands up in the air. I'd stick my left hand in the air and I'd have my right hand, and it'd be kind of shaking all over. And that's as the world, all these problems and turbulence in the world and all the things that we have, I'd then bring it up into prayer up high, and I'd say, I trust you, Lord. And that was my visual that I really clung to through this time, was I trust you, Lord. And, you know, we all talk about having a faith, but when it comes down to the really difficult times, how do we really respond? And so that was where I clung to. I knowing that I needed to live a life with Shannon. So I needed to go forward. I wanted to go forward. I wanted her to have a life, and, you know, really my friends and my family came alongside me and gave me so much peace and comfort. And so I would cling to just any little piece of sweetness or laughter that we have each day. And then being thankful for the time I had with both of them.
Yeah.
That, I think, when you can turn things to thankfulness, because there's always people who had less time. I mean, Connor was only 15 when he passed away, but, you know, I read about families who lose their children at age 5 or age 8. And so for me, then I realized, wow, I had 10 more years with Connor than what they had. And yeah. I had 20 years with my husband, and that was a long time. So really becoming thankful and grateful. And I think then God really turns that into some peace and comfort. But also, you know, I really clung to Christian music was really important to me at that
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
Listening, surrounding myself with that music. I hardly listened to news at all, because all I wanted, I needed to be fed. I needed to be fed positiveness. And then obviously praying and reading the word. It took a while for me in some ways to kind of be able to pray. It was, you felt like it was more talking and, you know, just talking to God and just,
sure,
you know, letting him know how you feel and how you hurt.
Trish Porter, Todd Miller on the phone with us this afternoon here on ABQ Connect. Our phone number, if you'd like to talk with Trish, is 505-338-5790. Trish, an Olympian, mom, wife, and author. She is sharing about a very tragic loss of her family in July of 2012. And Trish, we're going to be back with a lot more. I know you have a lot more to say and share with people and encourage. So stay with us here on ABQ Connect.
Since 1982, Old Mill Farm and Ranch Supply has provided Valencia County services and products for animals and their owners. Along with organic feed and seed, Old Mill has propane tanks, Western wear, and more. Find men and women's apparel, including jeans for work or a night on the town. Browse a wide variety of boots, hats, and caps. Family owned and operated with a friendly staff. On Highway 314 in Los Chavez and in Rio Communities. Check our Facebook for deals and new arrivals. Old Mill Farm and Ranch Supply.
At Principal, we get it. You have big plans for your money, but sometimes life has something else in mind. There are twists and turns you never see coming. Twists like job transfers. and turns like new family members. Life doesn't always go according to plan. We can help you plan for that. Principal, investments, retirement, insurance.
Principal National Life and Principal Life Insurance Companies, Principal Global Investors, Principal Securities, Inc. Member SIPC, Member Companies of Principal, Des Moines, Iowa.
Yo, New Mexico, Rick with Jericho Nursery and your gardening angels, all your yard and garden needs. This year, we're expanding our roots, more than doubling our greenhouse space at our Alameda location. Visit our website now to sign up for preseason classes and join Jericho's newsletter for helpful tips and big savings, all at jerichonursery.com, or visit Jericho Nursery on Pan American near Osuna, or our ever-expanding superstore on Alameda near 2nd. Jericho Nursery, decades of experience for New Mexico gardeners. Hoorah!
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're tired of old-school gimmicks and games while shopping for a new car, then experience something new-school at Power Ford. We'll give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part? We'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part? You rated us Best of the City and Ford Dealer of the Year. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Trish Porter Topmiller on the phone with us now here at ABQ Connect. Jim Williams sharing the afternoon with you. And I have to say, even though this story chokes me up to even ask you questions about it, I'm encouraged, Trish, that you're here and on the radio and willing to write a chapter in your book called My Guys and sharing all the wonderful things about Pat and your son Connor. So thank you for doing that. And we have a caller, Karen. Thanks for calling in, and you have a question for Trish?
You know, a question, a comment. Trish and I have been friends for a very long time, and I was blessed to be one of her friends that kind of walked through all of this with them and had known, of course, Pat and was actually in the delivery room when Shannon was born. And so why I wanted to call in was, first of all, just to say that Trish was given so much support and love, and that's true. But she also was so wise about the way she chose to grieve. And I've served as a chaplain, and I've done a lot of, been involved with a lot of people who are grieving, and there's no right or wrong way. And I love to help people understand that, because sometimes people get so depressed because what worked for someone else, they try and it doesn't work for them.
Mm-hmm.
But what I loved about Trish was that she did rely on her friends, and so many people tend to push others away, but Trish was willing to ask us for prayer and to, you know, allow us into that grieving process, which is such a personal process. But for her, that's what she needed. And that's really, I think, what was one of the things that helped her through it. But, I don't know. I just want to say that I have been so proud of you, Trish, through the whole thing. It's been 7 years, and I am, I'm just blessed to have been a part of it, but to also help others to know that there's no right or wrong way to do it, but you need to try the different things people tell you. And Trish was willing to do that. And I think she found those niches, those things that worked for her in the grieving process.
Awesome. Karen, thanks for the great call.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you. You are just, I so have appreciated you over the years, and you guys did. It really was my friends who lifted me up, my friends and family who got me through the time, in addition to the Lord. And through your prayers.
Well,
and I know I have some more ideas on getting through the grief process that I think we'll go through in a little bit. Cause I'd love to be able to share some ideas of what you all did that really helped me.
That's great. Karen, thank you for the call this afternoon.
Okay. Thank you.
So Trish, back to, actually kind of playing off of something Karen said. Obviously you were involved with a lot of fellowship. What do you say to that person that's just sitting and just broken on a bed and really hurting this afternoon? How can you encourage them? How can they get up out of bed? How can they go have lunch or have somebody over to their home to just talk or listen? How do you get to that point?
So, you know, as Karen said, the grieving process is so different for everybody. And the other component to that is so many people don't understand how to help somebody who is grieving. And so often they think they need to be left alone
And sometimes that's not true. So I encourage you, if you are in a place that you're really hurting and don't want to get out of bed, make that step and make an effort and find someone that you can say, look, I am not doing well. I am struggling. And it's okay. You know, as a friend, people would say, well, I don't want to talk about them. I don't want to make you cry. And I'd say, you know what? If I can cry, I cry all the time by myself about these two. And it's really nice to be able to cry with somebody else and get a hug from them and grieve with somebody else. So I just encourage that you aren't being a bother to someone. People really do often, they want to help people who are grieving. They just don't know how.
And of course, a lot of our listeners are familiar with Psalm 34:18, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. I know most people don't really think about this, but I always use the word magic. I think the word is magic. It has power. And it's, you know, the Holy Spirit takes the word of God and makes it grow and live inside of you. So reading the word, I believe in these promises, Trish, but I have not been tested as you have. And frankly, I pray that I never will be, but I admire what God is doing in your life. I wanted to ask you now about Shannon. And Shannon's obviously 7 years older and actually going through a little difficult time of her own right now with an ankle injury. But I know that pales in comparison to the loss of her family.
Yes, that's very true. Is, you know, you do have a different standard when you've gone through something so difficult, because we know we made it through that time. So now when other things come up, I think there's a part of both Shannon and I that say, well, you know, we've been through much harder. So we know God's going to get us through this time too. But she, you know, she was one of the real, you know, reasons that kept me going. Is I've heard where some people, you know, they do stay in bed and then they have other children and they aren't even able to take care of those other children. And I really wanted Shannon to have a life, and to live life. That was really important to me, because I also knew that for Pat and Connor, that would have been really important to them, is that they would have wanted me to, you know, continue to take care of her and to have her grow up and live a healthy, wonderful life. So, you know, she didn't have a dad and a brother, and I wanted to make sure that she had a mom. So, you know, it was funny because one of the things somebody said was that I needed to dance, during this time, mm-hmm. which is a really hard concept to understand. But that little statement I really took to heart, and the song Overcomer from Mandisa was out then. Mm-hmm. And so I made a big deal every time Overcomer came on the radio, which was a lot back then. I made up a little hand signals and little motions, and I'd yell and I'd point it at Shannon and say, you're an overcomer. I'm not going to sing because I'm a terrible singer. I'm an athlete, not a singer. But I would be at her ice skating competitions, and we would play the song, and I'd do my little jig in front of all her friends and totally embarrass her. But I wanted her to be able to laugh still. I wanted her to see that I can still have laughter, even though I was in so much pain. And I think, Pastor Neil from Calvary, said it really well to me. He said, grief comes really fast anywhere and at any time, and it stays as long as it wants. And I think that statement is so true. But then Karen touched on it. I really feel like we have a choice then on how we grieve. Do we stay in that grief, and I call it camping in it, or do I feel it and acknowledge it and live there for a brief period, but then have that choice to say, I want to live and I want to still experience life today, and this is what it's going to look like.
So it's going to be Coach Trish in our next segment, because I know there's people, you've already said it, there's people that absolutely feel like they can't move because of tragedy. And we want to try to lift them up in our next segment, get you to encourage them, because you've already been through it. You've actually done it. And I think they can follow that example and be encouraged. So we're going to be back with more with Trish Porter Topmiller right after these messages. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
It's already time to think about going back to school. Albuquerque Christian Children's Home always gets new kids right before school starts, and they often arrive with only the clothes they're wearing. Plus, the children who are already at ACCH have grown. All of these kids need clothes and shoes that fit. Please pick up a gift card at local clothing outlets and donate it to ACCH. For more information, call 898-5520. That's 898-5520. Or visit acchkids.org. And thanks for helping the kids at Albuquerque Christian Children's Home.
Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a loving Christian home environment for children who are homeless, hurting, or at risk through no fault of their own. We accept these children without regard for their race, religion, culture, or social status, and care for them without any cost to the family member or the state. Our goal is to always show them the love of God through the care and dedication of the ACCH staff. For more information, go to our website at acchforkids.org or call 898-5520.
Have you ever imagined what it would be like to walk where Jesus walked and see the places he taught? Now you have the opportunity to see the Bible come alive before your eyes. Here's Skip Heitzig to tell you more.
Well, I'm excited to announce our next trip to Israel in 2020. We're starting at Tel Aviv on the Mediterranean Sea and working our way inland to places like Nazareth, the Jordan River, the Sea of Galilee, and finally, Jerusalem. You can find out more about the trip at inspirationcruises.com/CABQ.
Join Skip and Lenya Heitzig on their next adventure to Israel, February 24th to March 6th, 2020. You'll have the opportunity to worship, fellowship, and study God's Word in some of the most incredible biblical sites and historic landscapes in the country. Time in Israel is more than a vacation. It's a life-changing spiritual journey. Get more info at inspirationcruises.com/CABQ.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Coming to you this afternoon from the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. We so much appreciate all of our sponsors, and when we take those breaks, we appreciate your patience, Trish. These folks kind of take care of us and help us get these messages out there, so we appreciate them a lot. Trish Porter Topmiller on the phone with us. She is an author. Her recent book is called King Here. It describes an unbelievable tragedy, which Trish has shared with us this afternoon about losing her husband and her son in a plane crash. She was with her daughter in a car driving back to New Mexico from Colorado when she was surprised to get a phone call from the media. I guess before we go on to some other things, is there any lessons that you can give the media, Trish? I know you deal with media on all kinds of levels, including radio interviews, but that seems very insensitive how these folks approached you.
Yeah, that was a shock. I would definitely say, you know, see if they can do a little research other than calling the person directly. And then I had people, they were also very helpful once I hung up with them. And then I didn't know where to start, so I actually called them back and said, where did you hear this? Who can I call? And they gave me the phone number directly to the crash site. So that I was very appreciative of that fact. But I had several phone calls from the press already at my house, and then I had the press staying outside waiting for me to come home. And then the next morning, my daughter Shannon woke up, and on the radio she heard Pat Porter and his two children died in a plane crash.
Oh,
and
gosh.
So she came downstairs with this horrible look on her face. And so that's when we decided at that time that we needed to do a press conference to explain what had happened. So for the media, just having some sensitivity to me on that aspect when you're trying to confirm something, think that you might be the first person telling this person, family member, and it is not a way to find out.
Well, and Trish, your husband and your son are not the only loved ones you've lost. You've lost your dad, and I know you know people today, and the people that are listening today, they maybe have lost a loved one. They're paralyzed by the grief. You've already mentioned that people grieve in different ways, but I think the thread that you continue to emphasize is you need to get up. You need to be talking with some people. There are people that care about you and your situation.
Yeah, very true. And Anna, real quick, let me say that when we talk about everyone grieves differently, I'm going to say, so James, my current husband, he made a great point. He, as a man, said, you know, it's harder sometimes, I think, for men to grieve and to really show their emotions. But he said, okay, this next year is going to be a year of change for me, and I want to create a future. And he wrote it down, and then he stuck to it. Mm-hmm. That was not something that, you know, really I had done. But I thought, what a great tool that he had his checklist of, okay, you know, how am I going to get up each day? Well, this is how, these are the things that I need to do. For me, I really focused on staying connected. I think that's how I summarize it. Staying connected to yourself, your family, your friends, and God. And with yourself, it means feeling, you know, and acknowledging your feelings and accepting those. And then also, though, going, okay, I don't want to camp, as I said earlier, I don't want to camp in the despair. Let me feel it and then move through it. It may have come out with, you know, let me change my hair color. You know, I changed my hair color for a little while, something to try and figure out how to make me, you know, feel a little different. With my family and friends, you want to stay connected to your family and friends. I think they are so key for people in getting through all of this, being willing to reach out to them, staying open to them, and then staying connected to God. And that is such a key, is being able to still pray, listen to music, read the word, read grief books, and really crying out to the Lord.
Trish, is it okay to express your pain and your doubt to God? Does he get mad at us when we have those conversations with him?
Not at all. Are you? That's what he's here for. You mentioned the verse, and it was one I had in Psalms 34, that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. He wants to hear our cries. You know, the Psalms 46 says, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. You know, write these down, cling to those. Psalms 55, you know, evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress and, he hears my voice. God hears us. He wants us to go to him in our tears. And then he says, you know, he turns our mourning into joy, that, you know, there is a time for mourning and there is a time for dancing. So your time will come. Our time, we can have joy. But in the meantime, go to him with our pain. You know, I'm a fixer, and that's a hard thing. You can't fix when somebody passes away. We can't fix that. You know, no matter what we do, we can't fix that. And so I think then acknowledging that God is there and God is with us and God is in control and he loves me. And he says all things work together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. So I'm going to stand on that.
Amen. Trish Porter Topmiller, 505-338-5790 is our phone number here at KNKT and ABQ Connect. If you'd like to talk with Trish, please give us a call. Again, that number is 505-338-5790. And Trish this afternoon sharing about grief and loss and staying connected through difficult times. And I think Trish really speaking directly to people that are really hurting. And if you've gone through this, you may be just like Trish. You may have, God may have restored your family and God may have brought you a new person, in your life as she did James. And we're going to ask about James and where your family's going now, Trish, as soon as we get back. So stay with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage and proud to be a locally owned and operated mortgage company right here in New Mexico. Being local carries many positives for consumers, such as being able to meet face-to-face. You will receive quick response times, and all loans are processed here locally. And you will always talk with the same people from application to funding. All of our employees live here, and all profits from loan origination stay right here in New Mexico. Indigo Mortgage believes in supporting our local economy, and if at all possible, we use local vendors for supplies and technical support. I personally hire and vet all loan officers, and I assure you that your loans will be dealt with both ethically and with knowledge. Indigo Mortgage can offer the best rates and terms available on the market, so contact us today. On the net at indigomortgage.net or by calling 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS, 1-88-348.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at Gonstead-NM.com or 505-884-8584.
The 2019 Star 88 Golf Tournament, Saturday morning, September 21st, 8 o'clock at Santa Ana Golf Club. This four-person scramble will help Star 88 meet the 2019 budget, while a portion of the proceeds will benefit Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Enjoy a day filled with golf and giveaways and godly fellowship. Breakfast is provided by Monroe's New Mexican Food. Lunch provided by Chick-fil-A. Sponsors are needed right now, and golfers will receive a discount for signing up early at star88.fm/golf.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Trish Porter Topmiller is on the phone with us, and we've had a really, it's been difficult to ask you these questions, Trish, because I know that this loss, you have the anniversary of it coming up within a few days. For those who may be just joining us, Trish's husband and her son were killed in a tragic plane crash while she was on her way back from Colorado to New Mexico from a ice skating competition, and found out about the event, the accident, in a very abrupt way with a news person calling and leaving a message for her about could she confirm the death of her husband and son. And now, Trish, things have gone forward. You are a mom. You have a thriving daughter. She's had a successful skating career, a little setback with a broken ankle. But tell us how we could now give us some tips, if you will, on how we can encourage people that are in these type of tragic circumstances.
That'd be great. So I think I was so fortunate to have so many wonderful people come around us. And I think everybody again is different. And so finding out what does that person need? I mean, I had one friend, Shelley, who just dropped off a whole bunch of Costco, you know, frozen, Egg McMuffins and plates and drinks of water, which was wonderful to have for all the people who were coming and the family who were coming. I had another friend, Terry, who had me over for dinner once a week, and Shannon and I over for dinner once a week for a year. And then I had another friend, Kathy, who for 2 years, every single month, she sent me a card that had scripture on it and would say she's praying for me and some form of encouragement. And maybe it was, I went to the cemetery and I saw them today. And I loved that. I had Polly and her husband who served and who came and helped with the dinner with all my family and did all the cleaning up. I had another group, Marcia and her friends, who prayed over me, who literally brought me every quarter, and they would pray over me and pray for strength and pray for Shannon. And it just... There's so much that people can do, and just listening, being with somebody and not even saying anything is really wonderful. Just sitting by their side or seeing if they need a meal. I had another friend who would just leave me a meal at my doorstep every few weeks. And then, and then she would on holidays, not silly ones, but like Valentine's Day or Mother's Day, she'd invite Shannon and I over for dinner, which was so nice to have some place to go on a time, you know, where it was a difficult day.
Right.
And then something on my first anniversary afterwards, which would have been my next anniversary with Pat, I had Jeff and Jill who took Shannon for an overnight on that day. And that allowed me to spend the day literally grieving about Pat. Mm-hmm. And I stayed in bed and I journaled till 2 a.m. And it just gave me a time that was uninterrupted. And that was such a sweet gift for my friends to do that. And then I had my high school friends who they did meals. They all figured out meals for 3 months for me, you know, for a couple days a week. And that was really nice. So there's so much you can do to help people and just ask and just, you know, being there. And maybe you ask even another family member, you know, do you want a text, sending a text with a scripture of encouragement? I really enjoyed getting those too. That was very valuable.
Trish, it sounds to me though, like short of asking, you're describing people that just did these things for you. You know, we might have this idea that we call you up and say, oh, what can I do for you? Let me know what I can do for you. And I don't know how that ever goes over because you're not in a position to tell anybody what you want or what you need. You're grieving. So it
I'm
sounds.
Grieving. And I didn't answer my phone, frankly.
Oh, yeah. Well,
answer my phone.
These folks just came out and did this for you. And
they did.
There are people right now that know somebody grieving and you just need to go start doing stuff for them. Really. It's a call to action. Yep. It's time to let God work through you, encourage him. And I think that might be a self-perception that many of us have, Trish. We don't think God can use us.
Very true. Yeah. Or we're just paralyzed of, I don't want to offend somebody and I don't want to hurt somebody. I had one friend, Jeff, who said, well, I don't want to make you cry. Well, if I cry, it means I'm safe with you. You know, that's okay.
Sure.
I think one of the only things I asked, not one of the only things I asked for, but one thing I asked for is after a few days, I said, to my friend Angela, I said, I need a time of worship and prayer. And so she called my girlfriends together and we sat in the room, in the living room, and we worshiped and prayed for a couple hours.
Nice.
And that just filled me. So that I could ask for because I felt like I needed it, but so much, no, you can't ask. And so I just do encourage people to do things.
Trish, we have Diane on the phone. Didn't mean to interrupt, but I don't want to make Diane hang too long. Diane, thanks for calling this afternoon.
You bet. You bet. I just love Trish and she knows that. And I know that she knows that we know now that in all things God works for the good of those who love him. And Trish totally loves the Lord and has been such a witness throughout all of her tragedies to all of her friends and, like you said earlier, to the community. And I know that she's been called according to his purpose and she continues to be. And one thing I wanted to ask Trish is today, 7 years later, now that you look back, what's one thing that God has shown you? I know there's probably many, and you've already shared a lot today in your program about how you have dealt with grief and how people can help you, which is really wonderful, so helpful for us. But what's one thing you can tell us about how Romans 8:28 relates to you and who God has brought you to be today after the loss of Pat and Connor and the additional tragedies and that we continue to learn about in your newest book, King Here?
I think for me, I never believed that God could bring any good from it. How could God bring good from the loss of my 15-year-old son? I couldn't see. And yes, losing Pat was difficult too, but he had lived a full life and died doing what he loved. So as a 15-year-old, how could God bring any good from that? But he has shown me that he has just through meeting my husband and then coming, my husband helping bringing my dad to the Lord. And so because of the accident, the series of events, my dad ended up coming to a faith in Jesus Christ. I never would have thought that possible. I've had other friends through the accident who knew them, who have come to know Jesus as a result of now our relationship with them. And so for me, I can grasp that Connor would have given his life for his friends and family if they would come to know the Lord and then have everlasting life with Jesus. And that makes it, it gives it value. It gives it value.
Amen. Diane, thanks for the call this afternoon.
Thanks, Di. I love you.
You bet. Love you too.
We're going to be back with one more segment with Trish Porter Topmiller. We're going to talk about her book. We're going to talk about her husband, James, and how he's part of the ongoing growth and joy that Trish is experiencing in her life after this difficult tragedy. So stay with us here on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
With the Discover It Miles card, you can go further than you've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So that means your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
Duke City Ready Mix is all about quality on every load and delivering that quality when we say we will, equating it to the best service in the valley. Our goal is to enhance our communities with self-sustaining families through employment at Duke City and giving back to the communities who have given so much to us. Duke City Ready Mix. Quality, service, community. The premier concrete, sand, and gravel company in the valley. Contact us at 877-5777 or at QualityMattersHere.com.
This is a fresh thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
Have you ever seen someone at a restaurant spill the salt? You ever seen that happen? What do? If they're a real weirdo, they'll crawl under the table and come out the other side. Have you ever seen someone that hardcore? That's actually a thing. They'll actually crawl under the table. But most people will just grab a little bit of it, and what do? You want to know why? Judas Iscariot supposedly spilled the salt at the Last Supper. And in Leonardo da Vinci's famous painting of The Last Supper, if you look closely, there is a spilled salt container on the table. And it was Leonardo da Vinci's way of saying that Judas was saying to Jesus, no, I won't do what you called me to do. I'm not going to be the salt like you've called me to be. And his turning over of the salt on his way out to betray him was his way of saying, I'm not going to take the Great Commission. I'm not going to follow you. I'm doing my own thing. It's real possible to not follow Jesus' command to be the salt.
For more fresh thoughts, go to levilusco.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. Trish, I'm always amazed how quickly our hour goes. You've shared with us some amazing encouragement in the face of difficult tragedy. I want to shift gears, if you will. In fact, it's probably inappropriate, but I'm going to make fun of you if you tell me that you met your husband, your husband James, in the training room icing.
No, I did not. I did not, but actually Diane, who called in, her husband introduced us. So,
oh, nice.
That was how I met him. And I had not had a date in almost 3 years. I wanted to date, but I hadn't. I was really waiting for a man who loved the Lord, and I really wanted an athlete. And so that, you know, they're hard to find, at my age.
Are you saying all the guys out there are fat and out of shape, or what are you saying?
Yeah. No. They, you know, I just wanted a man who was really committed to God. And that was super important to me. And so it just seemed hard to find. I could find men who were Christians. But I wanted someone who really had a heart and was seeking to grow with God. And so James and Dale ended up, putting us together, and we had our first date. And on our first date, as I was walking, into the restaurant, I was super nervous. There was a double rainbow over the restaurant. And I just, at that moment, went from super anxious to some peace, because when the accident happened, out of the accident site the next day, was a double rainbow. Wow. It was a double rainbow. And then on Connor's first birthday party that I did after the accident, we had about 45 kids in the swimming pool, and over where we did the ashes, there was a rainbow, a single rainbow. And so double rainbows were super important to, super special to me. And so here there was this double rainbow over the restaurant, and I felt like it was meant for me.
Amen. So Those double rainbows are cool. Those are definitely God things. When you see those rainbows, they're spectacular.
It is. That's a message from God that everything, for me, that everything will be okay and that he has me. So, so James, just really had a heart for God. He had lost his wife the year earlier. So he understood and understands grief and loss, because it continues. It's not like, I'm married now, and so then I don't ever grieve again. It still comes up. Matter of fact, it even came up yesterday. Some really cute little blonde 4-year-old boy that I met sat down next to me and started touching my arm. And I just looked at him, and of course it pulls the heartstrings of Connor. And so it was really sweet that James understands grief and understands loss and is willing to listen and is willing to let me cry, and sometimes cry with me.
Awesome. Well, that sounds like a neat relationship, and your friends introduced you. And again, it's about getting up out of bed, if I could use that metaphorically. It's about contacting people, talking to people. And if you're outside and know somebody who's grieving, don't call them up and try to talk to them. Go see them. Show up with food, show up with your time, show up with anything creative you can think of. Trish, you have a book signing coming up, and your life is now filled with encouraging people. Your book also describes the tragic loss of your dad, but the wonderful fact that he came to faith in the Lord, being a very wealthy man and not someone that maybe would have even perceived that he needed to be saved. He, through a lot of circumstances, came to know Jesus. And your book is a neat description about that. The book's called King Here. Tell us about your book signing coming up.
So it's at Bibles Plus on Saturday, August 17th from 11 to 2 o'clock. And it's called King Here, Never Too Old, Too Rich, or Too Anything to Meet Jesus. And so it gives you some really fun stories about adventures, my dad's great adventures, but then also the process of how he came to end up coming to Christ, and then some tips for sharing Christ with other people.
Trish,
and then you can also go to my website at www.trishportertopmiller.com to get a free gift that's related to King Here. So would love to be able to send you that too if you want to go to my website, trishportertopmiller.com.
Very nice. Well, it'd be neat for people to come out and meet you on August 17th at Bibles Plus at 11 o'clock a.m. Chance not only to sign some books, but to talk to people and visit with them. We've had a couple of folks that are familiar with you call this afternoon, and I know you've been an encouragement to them, but they have been your friends, and they've stuck with you through difficult times. Trish, let's wrap this all up in a bow, if you will. If you know someone right now that is grieving, what should you do? What's the action steps today that you should take?
Pray for them. Figure out what they need as far as is it driving their kids somewhere, writing cards with encouragement, just dropping off food, things that are unconditional that they don't necessarily need to be spending time with you or giving to you, but that you can just give or do for them. And scripture is wonderful. I think that's always super encouraging. So if they're your friends, just think about some creative ways with that. And maybe it is leaving a phone message too, but food is always nice. And especially after the first month, you know, wait further down the road as 2, 3, 6, 9 months, because the person is still grieving 9 months down the road. And that's when everybody forgets.
You know, people forget about long suffering. They forget about loving people into the kingdom and just being persistent and being consistent. And that's what it takes. Tell us about Shannon. How do you encourage Shannon, and how does she encourage you?
I love Shannon. She is such a sweetheart, and she is so wise beyond her years. Wow, because she has gone through so much. But she encourages me each day just with her smile and her laughter and her friendship and her love. And I just enjoy being with her and spending time with her. And I'm so grateful for her and doing life with
Trish,
her.
Thank you so much. Sorry we're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow with Murray and Fran Byrne talking about the marriage and parenting workshops.
Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at knkt.com.